Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to look at two passages of Scripture. One's in Luke 23, one's in Mark chapter 16. And I want to let you know where we're jumping in to this passage. This is where Jesus has already given himself over. He has faced trial and suffering and beatings and has gone to Calvary, has hung on the cross, and gave up his spirit. And so he has passed away, so to speak, as we understand it, and died on the cross. Now, we know that he resurrects, but we're going to look at these two passages, and I want you to know that in God's Word here today, that the Spirit is going to use some women to set an example for all of us. So, some of you men are just going, yep, just like at home. Yeah, going to set an example for us and give us some insight into when we face a barrier, when we face something that we can't figure out how to move and shift and get out of our way, when we need the Lord to help us get through a doorway. And I want to read to you in Luke chapter 23, verse 50. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council and a good and righteous man who had not consented to their decision and action against Christ. And he was actually one who was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid Jesus in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid before. It was the day of preparation and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested in obedience to the commandment in the law. So I want you to understand this, that Jesus passed away, gave up his spirit. Joseph says, can I have the body? He wants to give Jesus a proper burial. And now the Sabbath is starting, so he didn't have a lot of time to prepare the body. So he gets the body, puts it in the linen shroud as we read, takes it to this tomb that's been cut out, and he places a very large stone in front of it. Now, his body has not really been prepared for burial because they're also coming into the Sabbath where there is limited things that a person can do on the Sabbath. And so I want us to continue with this in Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And I remember in this other passage, they were already preparing. They left, they're preparing. And now, very early, the first day of the week, the next morning, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, as they're going along to the tomb, they said, who is going to roll the stone away for us from the entrance of the tomb? You have to remember, they were there and they were watching the day before, the evening before, where a large stone Joseph had them place in front of the tomb. And the women are on their way and they're saying, who's going to remove this stone for us? We cannot do it on our own. And looking up, they saw the stone had already been rolled back. And it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before them to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." I want to share with you just three things that kind of stand out when you and I face something that is in our way, some kind of impossibility, some kind of difficulty, some kind of challenge in our life, doesn't matter what it is. Three things I want us to learn from God's word and these ladies. I don't really have a title, and I will need one for our website, but you know, the three principles I want to share with you kind of make an acronym of OPS or OPS. So we can call this special ops for today. All right? These are our special ops, special operations for each day of our life. One thing I want us to notice is that these ladies, though they wanted to go and take care of the body of Jesus, they knew that it was the Sabbath. And so they waited. They obeyed the laws and the commandments. This first letter of ops, that letter O, that I want us to walk away with today, is that they were obedient to the word of God and the commandments. This is very important for us in our life always, but certainly if we look at it in the context of when we are facing impossibility and difficulty, we have to walk in obedience with the Lord. If we're going to trust him and rely on him to do that which we cannot do, we have to have a really tuned-in ear to his voice, to his word, and what he speaks, these words of life to us, that we live a life of obedience to him. They obeyed the law and the commandments. The second thing I want us to notice about these ladies, when they left, they went and prepared. They prepared ointment and got spices and bought them and prepared them. And they were prepared to go back this next day, early in the morning, to prepare the body of Jesus to give him a proper burial. They obeyed the commandments. They obeyed the word of the Lord. And the second thing is this. They prepared the best they could with what they had. Just like you and I. We can prepare for something we know is coming down the pike, something we're going to face. We should be prepared for it. But you know, there's a lot of things in this life that are unknown to us. I mean, we can look at tomorrow, you know, being Monday, and you might have a schedule tomorrow. You have to report to work at a certain time, or you've got some tasks or errands to do during the day or whatever it is, and you've got them scheduled, or you've got to call somebody, or you're expecting a call back, and we kind of plan, and we look at that, and we expect it. But there are unknowns to you and I that will happen tomorrow. There's some unknown things. You might see somebody you didn't expect. You might get a phone call you didn't expect. You might have a cancellation and a rescheduling of something else that's going to take place. It's why Jesus, you know, said, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough trouble of its own, right? We should plan. We should be prepared. And these ladies went and prepared. They obeyed the commandments. They prepared. And the third thing that they did is they showed up. It's pretty simple. Obedience, preparation, and showing up in face of impossibility. They're on their way. They obeyed the commandments. They waited. They honored the Sabbath. The second thing is they prepared and they got ready. And the third thing is they showed up. But as they're showing up, they realize, hey, who's going to move the stone for us to get into the tomb? You see, you and I are responsible for the obedience part, the preparation part, and the showing up. That's our responsibility. And when we do those things, God will do his part. He will show up. He's faithful. He will do the things that we cannot do on our own. They showed up and the stone was already moved. The Lord is quick to respond. I want you to know that, to faith and obedience in our life. It doesn't necessarily mean that you and I are going to get what we want, Because what we want sometimes is very selfish and out of order with what God has. We have to discover what He wants for us. And that's the obedience part. It's the surrender part. But I want you to think about these special operations for these ladies. They obeyed the commands. How are you and I doing? If we don't know what the commands are, well, they're here. Of how we should live our life, the values we live by, the forsaking of who we've been and the new person we're becoming. We're discovering that. And the Holy Spirit helps us. Obedience to Him. The second thing is we need to be prepared. We need to prepare for the things we know, and we need to be prepared for the unknown. In other words, you know, how do you prepare for the unknown? In this walk of faith and what we face, it's about being faithful to the Lord, about being in His Word and reading it and spending time with Him and praying and doing things that He calls us to do as believers and to conduct ourselves as Christians. That's the preparation part for all the unknowns and the knowns that come down the pike at us. It's the special operations for each day. Obey Him, His commands, His Word. Be prepared by those things in our life. And thirdly, we need to show up even in the face of difficulty or opposition or impossibility. So whatever you face that is this big stone that you just can't move on your own ingenuity, by your own manipulation, by your own scheming, you're not strong enough, smart enough, whatever it is that can get this thing out of the way, you and I obey the Lord, be prepared, and show up. Hey, think about this. And the Bible's chock full of this. What if Moses didn't obey God? What if he didn't prepare himself? What if he didn't show up? What if he didn't go up to visit God in the burning bush? What if he didn't show up? No Ten Commandments. Did you ever think about that? And you might sit here and think, well, God would have raised somebody else up, or He would have figured out another way. And that's kind of nice that we think that about the Lord, but you know what? It's speculation. Let's talk about what is. He showed up. You can go through the Bible and look at these stories of men and women. They showed up in the face of impossibility. They didn't say, you know what? It's impossible. It's too hard. I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not showing up. There's no inspiration really to, even prepare because I'm not going. And there's no reason for us to obey because we're just, you know, we're not going. We're not going to show up. But when we understand that these women obeyed the Lord, they prepared, and they showed up in the face of opposition and impossibility. They could not move the stone. Wherever you find impossibility in your life, let special ops speak to you. Obey His commands. Don't take things into your own hands. Don't think, well, it's impossible, so you know what? I've got to try to figure out my way and my thinking to get this done. His ways are above our ways. And when we're at a loss, we're just supposed to obey Him. We're supposed to prepare and be ready. And we're supposed to still show up. That's a successful day. Whether you face impossibility that day or difficulty that day, or that's a day of peace for you. The special ops every morning, the locker room talk every morning, the private time every morning before the day gets on its way should be about obedience, doing things God's way, preparing, and showing up. And let God do the impossible. You and I do what's possible. Let's be faithful in what's possible. In the face of difficulty, listen, if it's a habit, listen, obey the Lord, prepare, and keep showing up and fight in the battle. Stand on your ground, let God do what's impossible. If it's a meeting you're going to and you don't know how it's going to play out, you don't know what's going to happen in the meeting, you're not the one maybe calling the shots in the meeting, listen, obey the Lord, do things His way, prepare for what you can, the best you can, for what you know, what you read, and how you conduct yourself, and show up. Keep showing up. You see, these three ladies set out a few little principles. When we face a stone that's too big for us to roll away, and how God responds and brings a revelation of His life-giving power and His will and His purpose that is greater than our agenda. When you face something impossible, turn to the special ops manual and read what the letters mean. Obey, prepare, and just show up. And let God be God and work on your behalf that which you cannot do on your own.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.